This is Red River Radio News. I'm Chuck Smith. Many southern Louisiana communities are dealing with the aftermath of Hurricane Ida. It's estimated that more than 1 million people are without electricity. Some of the hardest hit areas won't see power restored for weeks. After the storm hit, emergency 911 calls couldn't be serviced due to Ida's 150-plus mile-per-hour winds. Governor John Bel Edwards gave an update late yesterday explaining what first responders and other emergency services would be doing over the next 24 hours.
The mission now is to go back and do the very organized grid search, where they do a primary search, and then they'll come back and do a secondary search to make sure that any survivors who need to be rescued are in fact rescued.
Nearly 5,000 members of the Louisiana National Guard were activated ahead of the storm, and early reports say they rescued 191 people and 21 pets from flooded areas. So far, only two fatalities have been attributed to Hurricane Ida. Right now, restoring power is a major priority as Hurricane Ida knocked out all 8 transmission lines to New Orleans, leaving the entire city without electricity. The power company, New Orleans-based Entergy, says it is working to provide backup power for water and sewer services, and the city says it is using its own generators at drainage pumping stations, but it's not clear how long those efforts can continue. Parts of Baton Rouge and much of southeastern Louisiana and parts of western Mississippi are also without power. Yesterday, Governor John Bel Edwards said that those people who evacuated from the storm areas should wait until parish officials give the green light to return.
We've talked about electricity. We've talked about water. It's pretty clear that if you have evacuated, now is not the time to return unless and until your parish informs you that it is okay to do so.
Two hospitals in Houma, Louisiana, and another in Cutoff were evacuated due to storm damage, and according to the Public Service Commission, 51 hospitals are operating on generator power. The Community Foundation of North Louisiana is a nonprofit organization that brings people and resources together to solve problems and enhance the community. It serves as a permanent and growing resource of expertise and funds for North Louisiana communities. But yesterday, the Community Foundation of North Louisiana announced it has set up a fund to help provide aid for those southern Louisiana communities hit by Hurricane Ida over the weekend. Christina Gustafson is the Chief Executive Officer.
To assist our friends to the South, Community Foundation established the Hurricane Ida Relief Fund. We encourage all of our fellow North Louisiana community members to contribute to their friends in need in South Louisiana through this fund.
Gustafson says all contributions made to this special fund will go to the community foundations in South Louisiana so that they can provide much-needed assistance to help restore those communities that were in the path of Hurricane Ida. The Community Foundation of North Louisiana is a 501c3. All donations are tax-exempt, and if you'd like to contribute, go to cfnla.org/Hurricane Ida. You're listening to Red River Radio News.